Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and the challenge we're going to be looking at comes from the video called Why Japan Has So Many Vending Machines. And this is quite an interesting video. I liked it because I have been to Tokyo, nowhere else in Japan, unfortunately. But I visited Tokyo a couple years ago, and I wondered this question myself. If anyone here has been to Tokyo, I'm sure you've also noticed that it has a lot of vending machines on the street or in the alleys, everywhere. They love vending machines, and I actually have always wondered why they have so many vending machines. And so this video talks a little bit about that. So let's get on to our challenge. There's a scarcity of low-skilled labor, so instead of paying a sales clerk to sit and collect your money when you buy a piece of gum, they just put it in a machine and automate the whole thing. In other words, it means there aren't many people in Japan who will work for a low wage. So low-skilled labor, that's people that, you know, work in stores or farms, that's considered, or in factories is another good example, that's low-skilled labor. Whereas skilled labor would be, you know, working at a tech company, like engineers, or, you know, people that work in marketing or in finance or a bank, something like that. That would be skilled labor. And then he says, so instead of paying a sales clerk to sit there and collect your money, so basically means instead of paying someone, instead of employing someone, instead of making someone's job, you know, to sit there and take your money and then give you a piece of gum, they put that gum in a machine and automate the whole thing. And by automate the whole thing, he just means make this whole process automatic. Automate the entire, you know, gum buying process. But not just gum, of course, anything that you buy in a vending machine. So now let's get on to our vocabulary. First we have scarcity and scarce. Scarcity and scarce. So scarcity is a noun with the emphasis on the first syllable. That means trifa. So, scarcity. And scarcity basically just means that there's a lack of something. That's another way you could say it. So, in the word scarce is an adjective that has the same meaning. So, if something is scarce, it means there's not very much of it. So, in Chinese, that would just be 缺乏的. Scarce. And scarcity. And so, for instance, you could say there's a scarcity of labor, a scarcity of low-skilled labor, like he says in the video. Or you could say labor is scarce, low-skilled labor is scarce in Tokyo. That's the exact same meaning. Moving on, we have labor and work. Labor and work. And if you're wondering, why are there two labors there? That's because I'm Canadian, and I also wanted to include the Canadian spelling for the word labor. We have slightly different spelling in Canada. It's kind of a mix between American spelling and British spelling. You know, like some words, the word color, for example, in British spelling is C-O-L-O-U-R, and then in American spelling it's C-O-L-O-R. I don't know if you guys knew that they spell some words differently. In Canada, we actually use the British spelling, or the Canadian spelling. Actually, we have our own spelling for color, but it's the same as the British one. And then for other words, we use the American spelling. So we actually have kind of a mix. If you want to learn Canadian spelling, it's a little bit more tricky because the British and American ones are more commonly known. But anyway, sorry, I'm getting off topic. So we have labor. Labor has the emphasis on the first syllable. It's a noun that means lao dong. Lao dong. And the word work is also a noun that has a very similar meaning. If you define the word labor, it actually just means work, but they're used in very different contexts. So labor is more like lao dong, and work is more like gong zuo. So the word labor, it almost has more of an economic feel to it. You talk about the supply and demand of labor. You wouldn't say the supply and demand of work. And you also, if you wanted to say, I have to go to work, you can't say, I have to go to labor. Yeah, so typically that's how those are used. Work is kind of when you're talking about your day-to-day employment, when you go to a job, that's work, and labor is kind of talking about more macro, like a larger scale, when you're talking about maybe the whole country or a city, that kind of thing. That's labor. Next we have clerk and employee. Clerk and employee. So the word clerk is a noun. That means 办事员. So when we use the word clerk, it typically refers to someone that works in like a store. We say like a sales clerk. You know, if you go into a clothing store or a convenience store, the person that works there, no matter what they're doing, if they're helping you find clothes or if they're working at the cash register, if they're helping you check out, they're all clerks. And then an employee is someone that just works. So the word employee in Mandarin would be a 受雇者. So that's just anyone that has a job. So an employee could be someone who works at a shop. An employee could be a clerk. I should say that all clerks are employees, but not all employees are clerks, if that makes sense. So a clerk is a type of employee. But employees could also be working in a bank or in any kind of company. You know, a company has employees, that kind of thing. I think everyone probably knows that word. Moving on, we have collect and collection. Collect and collection. So to collect has the emphasis on the second syllable, collect. And that's a verb that means 收集. 收集. And then for the word collection, it's a noun with the same meaning in Chinese. So it's also 收集. And also has the emphasis on the second syllable. Collect and collection. So you could, in this case, he says someone is there to collect your money, but you can also collect things. So for example, a lot of people collect stamps, or they collect bottle caps, or they collect limited edition coins, or baseball cards, that kind of thing. A lot of people have collections, that's our next word, collections of these things. If you collect these things, you form a collection. So a collection is basically just a group of collected things. Then we have automate and automatic. Automate has the emphasis on the first syllable, and that's a verb that means 自动化. So like he says in the video, just automate the whole process. People are now always saying that we're just automating everything, that people are losing their jobs to automation. Automation is kind of just the larger concept of automating things. That's automation. And then the next word is automatic. So if something is automatic, it is 自动的. So the emphasis is on the ma, the auto ma. That's the third syllable. Automatic. Automatic. And that's an adjective that means 自动的. So, for example, you could say, you know, the doors on an elevator are automatic, or you could even say a certain action is automatic. So, for example, you know, I hear my alarm go off and I just get out of bed. It's automatic. I mean, that's definitely not how it works for me. I definitely don't get out of bed automatically. It's a little bit more work than that. Or maybe you could say, as soon as I hear the coffee maker finish, I just stand up and walk over. It's automatic. It's like you don't even have to think about it. You just do it. And that's all we have for today. Everyone, check out the video if you're interested. If you've been to Japan and were also wondering why they have so many vending machines, at least in Tokyo, let me know in the comments if you have been to Tokyo. And if you have been to Tokyo, did you think that they had a lot of vending machines? And if you bought something from a vending machine, what did you buy, and how did you like it? I never tried any of the foods in the vending machines. I know they have some, like, soups and things. Soup in a can in vending machines there. I think we have soup in a can here in Taiwan as well. But anyway, I think I just got some drinks. Oh, I tried canned coffee, which was not very good. I'm sorry, Tokyo, I don't like your canned coffee in the vending machine. But anyway, let me know if you tried anything and what you thought of it. So I'm going to read our challenge one more time, and then we'll wrap it up. There's a scarcity of low-skilled labor. So instead of paying a sales clerk to sit and collect your money when you buy a piece of gum, They just put it in a machine and automate the whole thing. So that's all for today. Thank you to everyone for listening, and I will see you all on the next one. Bye!